Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL match up like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
There's a snap. There's a kick. It is up. It is no good. No one missed. 4 seconds left. The Giants have won Super Bowl 25 by the score of 20-19.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
There we go. Yeah, it's a good tune right there. Boy, Patty, it's BT and Sal, 1027 on The Fan. We've got Howie Rose coming up at 11, Susan Waltman at 1230, Dominguez going yard, Judge getting hot, Yanks win, and the Yanks starting to bury the O's. We'll get to that a little bit later, but we'll get to these calls as well. 888-808-1019, the start maybe of a little Pete Alonso renaissance here. As he spoke to his teammates, then he goes yard, Mets with a big win. Luis Angel Acuna, initial thoughts of one of your new players here, Sal?
I got to be honest with you, BT. I've been impressed since day one. He had an at-bat, I don't know if you saw this, you were in Tennessee, I think. He had an at-bat Saturday in his debut against the Phillies closer, Estevez, who's a good closer in a key spot, and he just had a terrific at-bat and didn't look overmatched. Now, forget the results for a second. Last night, the results were great for Acuna, but I just want to look at the player and see if he belongs, if he looks like he belongs right away, and I think you see that with Acuna. And again, another example of don't take too much stock in what happens results-wise in the minor leagues. You look at the numbers, and you're like, he's not ready, and yet he comes up here, and even Mendoza was saying the same thing. That was an impressive at-bat, and he's looked impressive. He's looked like a player. And last night you saw the ball jump off his bat. I think he's a player, dude. I like
I mean, I got to see more. I mean, again, even if the minor league numbers were amazing, maybe I'd be a little bit more intrigued. I'm not saying he can't be good, because the one thing that I do see, and you're right, the ball jumped off his bat, and I do look for that.
Lasers, he's got a little, I like it. The line drives.
A little life to it. You can tell, put it on the screws, which is nice. He's definitely not going to be overwhelmed by the environment because of his brother.
But that's a huge element
here. It's a massive thing. And it gives. And listen, he fielded it. I know he made an error last night, but most of the chances he handles fairly seamlessly. Now, Nolan Dorr, big picture, means nothing good for the Mets. Right. That's just the bottom line. But as a stopgap, as a Band-Aid, and then maybe as a bridge to the future, so far I'm intrigued. I'm not going to go nuts, but he looks pretty good.
Yeah, it's probably, look, right now, I would keep him on the postseason roster, put it that way. Lindor comes back if they make
the
postseason.
I heard you say that last night on SNY. Because he could run.
Yeah, he could play defense. God forbid anything happens, somebody gets banged up. I trust him. Again, young players are going to make mistakes. Like you said, you saw it last night, but for the most part, when I watch Acuna, and I think this is the greatest compliment you could pay a younger player. When I watch him, I'm not looking at a rookie in my mind. I'm looking at a player that looks like and feels like he belongs in the big leagues. To do that early on, especially in New York, in this environment, in a playoff-type atmosphere, playoff push, I think Acuna's been impressive.
That's a good sign, no question.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.